The schedule will go like this. I'll give an introductory opening word to this time, the purpose of this time, and then Brother Bill will cover the outline. And after he covers the outline, present to us something that is very practical in order for us to enter into this fellowship that we're having this afternoon. But we need to realize this afternoon, we're covering the pursuit, the diligent pursuit and spreading of the truth. The outline that you have has been used in many localities, many, many conferences, many situations. It's been used on multiple occasions. But we would like to, even though you have it, it's been used on many occasions, we would like to approach it from a particular angle to cause us to see that the matter concerning the truth has everything that we're talking about this weekend concerning the experience of Christ in the book of Philippians. This fellowship is not something separate from the conference. It's not something disconnected. But actually, this fellowship in itself is intrinsically, essentially, and organically related to the topic and the subject we're covering this weekend. So you may ask, how is it related to this conference this weekend on the experience when we're talking about the truth? Well, there's at least two items as part of this opening word that I hope will kind of stir up basically, the burden here, an aspiration that we would give ourselves to pursue this ministry, which is the ministry of the age. So on the first level, we need to realize the relationship between truth and life. Both truth and life, you know, I've said this many times, and I never get tired of saying it, because we need to see that the relationship between truth and life is this. Truth and life are both Christ himself. Truth is the outward definition and explanation. Life is the inward and intrinsic content. In order to experience Christ as life, we need to know the Lord as truth. So we're talking about here the whole weekend on the matter of experience of Christ as life in the book of Philippians. But if we don't have the truth to present the truth to you first, then I ask you, what are you experiencing? What aspect of Christ are you experiencing? And if we don't have that truth and we're not founded on the truth, we may all have our own diverse experiences of Christ, but actually, rather than building up the church as the body, it's not founded on the Word of God. Actually, it can become actually a damage and a frustration to the building up of the church. This is why, although it's not explicit, but this is why our brother this morning in message 2, he spent nearly 40 minutes of his message just laboring on the same point on the matter of the truth in Philippians 2. Our brother did not just jump into the experience, because again, we need to see that the pattern that we're experiencing is Christ himself. If we're not founded on this truth, how our Lord in his divinity, he emptied himself, and then humbled himself in his humanity, becoming a lowly slave, then we may not have the proper experience of this mind that was in Christ. So if we are not clear concerning the truth, actually it's very difficult to enter into the experience. And I think we all can agree this morning, the vista, what our brother presented just by reading the truth, was something so profound that God and the Godhead, the three of the Godhead, all three are God, all three are eternal. They coexist, co-inhere from eternity to eternity. But actually, in their foreknowledge and their foresight, they realized the creatures would fall, they would rebel. So God in the Godhead in his economy, the Son submitted himself to the Father to recognize the authority of the Father. The Son would then create and establish the principle of submission. But this submission not only carried out by the Son as God himself, but he would be a man and on the earth for 33 and a half years live out this actual principle of submission on the earth as a man. And then when he returned to the Godhead, it was not merely an infilling of the Godhead again, but it was the Father exalting a man back into glory. Well, my point is, this is the truth that we need to see, we need to understand, but based upon this, then we can be brought into the experience of life. So what we're covering here, the matter, again, about pursuing the truth, being diligent to pursue, being diligent to spread the truth, our burden is not so that we are becoming some kind of theologian or this and that, but actually that we would see the truth, and by seeing the truth, the spirit of reality will bring us into the truth so that what we read, what we understand, will be applied to us and become our reality little by little. But that's the first level of why truth is so crucial when we talk about the experience of life. But the second one is actually even deeper and more important. There's a particular verse in Philippians 2. It's verse 20. It says, "For I have no one like-souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you." And I don't know if the saints here have been in conferences where Brother Ron has shared this, but this has come up more and more in recent, because we need to realize again, based upon the speaking last night, God in his economy does not give us just doctrine or some kind of theological treatise or some kind of formal lecture on how to experience Christ. But actually, he gained a person who was Saul, later became Paul, not only in his spirit, but his entire soul was constituted with the all-inclusive Christ. He became a particular pattern set up in God's New Testament economy. And we know from the Word of God that along the way, he picked up this young brother, a spiritual child, Timothy, to follow him along with his ministry. And Timothy had this realization. How he had it, I don't know, but he had the realization. Not only will the Spirit, the indwelling Christ, by the law of the Spirit of life, reproduce Christ in us, but Timothy also realized that when he is with Paul, he needed to open up his inner being to this co-worker, this apostle, who himself had been gained by the all-inclusive Christ. And he realized he needed to open this to this brother, to be perfected by this brother, so that eventually Timothy was just, you can say in a way, a duplication of Paul's inner being. But that Paul was just the inward parts of Christ Jesus. Paul was just Christ living again, and Timothy, under the perfecting of Paul, as the minister of the age, was brought into unlimited experiences of Christ because of this. And we need to realize how important it is. We realize not only we absolutely have to honor the Spirit, look to the Lord, get into the Word, have our personal time, but actually we cannot neglect this dimension of us needing to be one with the ministry and the minister of the age that is practically before us. So at that time, Timothy had Paul, but practically speaking, in this age right now, the Lord in his sovereignty raised up our brothers, but they were just carrying along the one unique New Testament ministry. It's not a separate ministry. But just like our brother was gained, we believe our brothers now were gained to a point like no other except for the apostle in the early age. We need to realize we need to open ourselves more and more to the ministry, to touch the mind that is here, the soul, the feeling, the purpose, the heart, the burden, so that little by little, not only is the Spirit indwelling us working, but more and more the ministry is perfecting us and bringing us into unlimited experiences of Christ. So just one last thing. It was the winter training of last year. I was in my car riding with my father-in-law from Riverside out to the training. What I'm about to say is just not to exalt him, but it's just more to point something out so that this work can be trusted. This brother is recognized by the brothers to have a little bit of capacity. He takes care of some of the full-time training, middle-age training, so he has some discernment. And I asked him in the car one day, I said, you know, Dad, you know, or known as Brother Cushin, at what age will it be very difficult for the Spirit to gain our soul because of our peculiarity and our disposition? Okay, things like this. And I was actually expecting him to say something more like late 40s or 50s or something like this. But, and I say this again, very few things in life in the ministry now shock me. I think we've been exposed to many things, we've heard many things, so very few things surprise me. But his response, it woke me up, what he said. He said, David, by the time you're exiting your 30s, it will start becoming very difficult for the Lord to gain you. And I just had an awakening, realizing how crucial it is, not only in our 20s, but this stage of the 30s, of our formative years, if we're not opening ourselves not only to the Lord, but opening to the ministry of the word, to all these things that the Lord is speaking, actually starts getting very difficult outside of that. Now, why do I mention this? It's because I see young ones here and older ones. My heart is that those 40 and under, we would just give ourselves to pursue this ministry, to open ourselves. You know, I don't know what it is. Is it a schedule reading, Bible reading? I don't know. It can take many forms, but I'm not burdened about what that looks like. But that we would make ourselves available to allow the Lord to train us, to perfect us under this ministry, under these brothers. And then those who are 40 or more, who are the ones who really appreciate this ministry, that we would have a heart and a burden to begin to pick up one by one younger ones, to help them, bring them into an appreciation for the ministry. Now, as an introduction to these brothers who are traveling, they're brothers from representing Living Stream Ministry. And the reason is at a certain time, I don't know what year it is, Brother Bill can detail, they realized the purchases of the ministry material was starting to go down. Although morning revival was consistent or even going up, but they realized the actual reading of the ministry was starting to go down. And the brothers, Brother Benson, Brother Andrew, and some of these brothers were getting very concerned. You may say, well, maybe it's the digital and people are downloading now. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the point is there's a trend of a decrease going down, telling us that the main diet in the Lord's recovery is increasingly more and more just the holy word for morning revival, which is not wrong. It's not wrong for the holy word for morning revival. We realize, what are the saints living by? What are they being sustained by? What are they being maintained by? And these brothers, when they fellowship and they travel, they realize, actually, the situation is the older ones, those who are under the hearing of Brother Lee, the ministry, they're the ones that are really in the ministry, digesting the ministry, being soaked and saturated with the ministry. It's almost like that's not the problem there. But actually, as you go down the scale, younger and younger, those further away from Brother Lee's seeing him live and this and that, they realize the consumption there, the taking in of the ministry is not what it was before. And this is a great concern. As we all know, in the training that just occurred, the crystallization study of numbers, right now we're in a marvelous time in the Lord's recovery. There's a beautiful, harmonious transitioning occurring. The older generation pouring themselves into a younger generation, the second generation, to perfect them, to equip them, formed into an army to take the land. It is a second generation that will enter into the land. But the enemy knows the more he can distract us from the ministry, discount the ministry, this and that, whatever the ministry, all he has to do is to wait it out, because the essence and nature of the Lord's recovery will just, unintentionally, it would just change. Because we're not like-souled, co-souled, like our brothers who have been presenting us to the ministry. So we hope this time of afternoon fellowship is not just a matter of getting through some points. We're not here to kind of stir up an appetite of pursuing the truth apart from what we're speaking this weekend. But we need to realize how crucial it is for the experience of Christ in the book of Philippians. We first need to know the truth, understand the truth, so that the way can be opened up for the Spirit to guide us into the reality. And then secondly, we need to realize not only the scripture, the four chapters in the Bible, Philippians, but we need to enter into the ministry that not only interprets the Bible, but opens up the Bible, expounds the Bible, and we can enter in, be soaked with it, saturated with it, so that little by little, what our brothers experience can be our own personal experience. And out of this, the aggregate of all this will build up the church as the body. So we trust that this fellowship will be encouraging, enlightening, but more so, it would open up a way for the Lord to continue to advance in us, in our churches, and in his move in this area. Amen.
I think you can understand the depth of this ministry of Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Witness Lee from what some of the things that I shared this morning. you can see what profound revelation these two brothers had. And of course, my burden was not just to paraphrase or try to explain what they saw, but I realized the best thing to do is to lay it before you exactly what they said in their language. So this is what I did. This is the value of the ministry. We don't have to rehash it. We don't have to speak it again in a way of trying to embellish it, to adorn it, to put our take on it, our twist on it. Just present it the way it is. And praise the Lord, we have it in print. This is not a small thing. I think we know some of the history of how the Lord raised up Brother Watchman Nee, right? He was saved in 1920. Then, as early as 1922, in the spring of 1922, he began to meet there in that Fuchao area and began to speak, began to minister. And kind of a small church life was raised up in 1922. Of course, unfortunately, because a number of the brothers did not agree with the truth that he was sharing, which was so profound and not heard of since the time of the apostles, and he was excommunicated in 1924. Of course, then he began to speak more, minister more, write and speak until his death, right, in 1972. So that material was buried in the Chinese language. And if it had not been brought into the Western world, we probably wouldn't be here this afternoon. So it's not a small thing that the spoken ministry became the printed, written ministry. And those works could be translated, polished, translated, and put into the vernacular, which here, of course, would be English, and then enjoyed and experienced by us. Of course, Brother Nee, a lot of his works, I would say the majority of Brother Nee's works, they were confiscated by the communists. And unfortunately, I would say Brother Nee said two-thirds of his writings were destroyed or confiscated by the change in the political situation in 1949. And so those are lost. So that's unfortunate. But if you know something about the little bit of the history, we thank the Lord for brothers like Brother Andrew Yu. They're the office manager of the Living Stream Ministry. A number of years ago, back in the 80s and 90s, he realized that Brother Lee's burden was that this would not happen to Brother Lee's ministry, that Andrew would do everything he could in his power to preserve, to record, to transcribe, to translate all of Brother Lee's ministry, right, so that this would not happen again as what happened with the communist takeover. So we have the collected works of Watchman Nee, right? 62 volumes. That only is, like I said, one-third of the material that Brother Nee spoke. Two-thirds was lost. So Andrew began an ambitious project to put all of Watchman Nee's known writings, and most of them were discovered in the garage of a brother named K.H. Weigh, W-E-I-G-H. And somehow they were located and right away translated, put into English. So now we have the collected works of Watchman Nee. So what I read this morning, a portion of that comes from the collected works of Watchman Nee. Of course, when Brother Lee came to the United States, he came here to the U.S. 1958, then 1960, then 61, 62, began his ministry in December of 1962. He began to speak. He began to minister. He began to travel. And, of course, at that time, some of the brothers were working with the tapes. If you remember, it's the old reel-to-reel, the big, not the cassette tapes yet. It was the old reel-to-reel tapes. And, of course, I came into the Lord's Recovery in Los Angeles in the fall of 1969, and I remember they had this book room, and this brother was faithful to record. Someone would travel with Brother Lee up to the Bay Area, San Francisco. We would do everything in our power to drive up there and catch Brother Lee and his ministry to the Bay Area and San Francisco. We would go to San Diego, and they would accumulate all these old reel-to-reel tapes. Some of the matters were put into print right away. Other ministry of Brother Lee, they were not put into print. They were there on old magnetic reel-to-reel tapes. And this went on, you know, for many years. Of course, Brother Lee passed away June 9, 1997. And about a year after that, I had heard that Brother Andrew had another burden that was to get all of course, Brother Lee's burden, that all of, speaking of Brother Lee, my writings would be put into print so that the same thing that happened to Watchman Nee's writings, speaking ministry, would not happen to his ministry. So, of course, after Brother Lee passed away, the Living Stream Ministry, 1998, 1999, they entered into this very, very ambitious project to put all of Brother Lee's known speaking and ministry into print. First of all, of course, they had to locate. So a number of us volunteered to spend time there, and we moved to Anaheim to work with the Living Stream Ministry. I worked there for about 9 or 10 years. And Andrew's burden was that we would start with 1963, the big year. Not even the 1962 messages he gave, but in the January, February of 1963, he would begin to set up or arrange a kind of a team of Living Stream serving ones who could catalog, find, discover, organize all of the material, including notes, written notes, cassette tapes, audio tapes that were found everywhere in the churches in the Lord's recovery, and begin to translate this, right? Those materials that were given in Chinese, translate them into English. The materials that fell into English would be, first of all, they have to be transcribed. They have to be put into print. Or at that time, of course, put into the computerized form. So we began to do that from 1963, 1964, 65, 66, 67, so on, year after year. We collected all of the material of Brother Lee's that was transcribed, that was sent to editors who began to edit this work. And then eventually, year after year, all of these materials were put into books called The Collected Works of Witness Lee. Okay? And the right now, 135 volumes, comprising probably 79,000 pages of Brother Lee's ministry, right, from 1932 to 1997, that material. Now, all of that material, it's not completed yet. There are four more volumes. The plan is to have 139 volumes. And imagine, each volume is about 500 pages. And it's not, large print. It's smaller print. So you can imagine what kind of material is there. 139 volumes of around 500 pages. Some are 550. Some volumes are 600 pages of truth. Okay? So just in the last year, this project, right, was almost completed. And the burden was, let's, publish this material and make it available to the saints. So 135 volumes are available. The Living Stream is still working on about three or four volumes. They want to put out some gleanings, And they also, they want to put out an index of all of the 137 volumes, 138 volumes, a couple volumes for the index. So that's the situation with the print. So you can understand the burden is to get this ministry of the age into print. That of Watchman Nee, so we have CWWN and CWWL. So this is not a small thing that here, what's today, the last day of August, right? August 31 of 2019, we have this storehouse. But it should not be just in books. It's got to be in your homes. And, you know, even this afternoon, I asked the brother, I just give me one of the 135 volumes. They didn't have any. So the Beltsville brother, you need to get, you know, get a set of that. I mean, I'm in a church in Storrs, Connecticut of 25 saints, and we bought a set. So if we can do it with 25 saints, right, you used to be able to do it with how many saints in Beltsville? 125. So hopefully that the brothers, the next time you come together, you have the collected works there. And maybe not locked up in there, because I had to get the brother to open the door. The ministry was locked up. Not in Chinese. Not in English. It was locked up in a room. So anyhow, just wanted to share, of course, from my experience, those 9 years in Living Stream to handle Brother Lee's ministry. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I read some excerpts of Brother Lee this morning, as well as excerpts from Brother Watchman Nee, right? Because, again, the more I got into the more I realized, hey, this is not my utterance. I don't want to use my utterance. I don't want to use my understanding of or paraphrase it or embellish it or adorn it or add something to it or take something away. I just want to lay it out as how they said it, their language, their words, not my understanding of their words, but exactly what, and this was Brother Lee. Brother Lee, if you read some of his writings, it was an honor for him to speak exactly what Watchman Nee spoke. And we have materials that have not yet come into print, some secret, anyhow, some materials that talk about, that one of these days will get into print, but I don't want to talk about that this right now, about Brother Nee would give a conference. This is in mainland China somewhere. And then Brother Lee would be charged by Brother Nee to go there to another place and speak his messages. So Brother Lee said it was an honor. He spoke exactly what Brother Nee said. Exactly the words, the language, the tone, the articulation. And he called it was an honor. My honor, the highest honor, is to speak exactly. I want to be a tape recorder of this man. And that's what he did. We have material that probably will be coming out in the near future that you can read it yourself. What an honor it was for him to speak exactly what Watchman Nee spoke. He didn't do his own thing, speak his own conference according to his own understanding. So, we wanted to share with you, to go over this outline. Do all of you have this outline? These materials, these excerpts were taken from the collected works of Witness Lee. Some of the pages. Let's all read. Does everybody have an outline?
No.
Brothers, do we have any extra outlines? Brothers, let's read the title.
Spreading of the truth through the publications of the ministry of the age.
Okay, Romans 1. If we study Acts carefully, we will find out that it is not only, right, not only the Spirit of God that is mentioned, the Word of God is mentioned as well. You need the Spirit and the Word. It says that the Word of God flourished, multiplied, increased, and greatly prevailed. Sisters, read A. Right. I like, of course, I talked about this morning about Philippians, the end. What is the end of the pattern, holding the pattern? The pattern becomes the salvation. The salvation is God, right, working, operating in us, the willing and the working. And what's the issue? Holding forth what? The word of life. That is an issue of our rich experience of Christ. That means we have to be in the Word, soaked with it, saturated with it, memorize it, learn it, speak it to one another, right? We experience Christ in such a way. Then what we say, we are what to others? We are presenting this Christ who has been wrought into us, into others, for their perfecting, their building up. Very important. Okay, brothers, B, 1B. Okay, brothers, let's read it in unison, okay? Start again, 1B. That we become God's Word. Wow. Sisters, go to C. Okay, D, brothers. Okay, brothers, go on to Romans number 2. Amen. So all the churches in the, right, the Middle Atlantic area should be what? Scholarly, a scholarly family. Okay, A, I hope that in every church, each household would teach the truth and study the truth. If every brother and sister in the church would do this, we would all become what? A house of scholars. I like that. And whatever we utter would be a what? Scholarly composition. Sisters, A1. I hope also. Don't you brothers hope? The saints can what? Place a copy in various places within their homes, on their dining table, on their nightstand, on their bathroom counter, in their kitchen, to make enjoying the Lord's word in every place convenient for all the members of their family and even for their guests. Okay, B, every saint will become what? A scholar. Then when we go out to speak the truth, we will be knowledgeable and able to clearly and logically present the truth. Okay, church in Beltsville, Romans 3. Okay, A, Gaithersburg. D.C. Amen. Okay, Romans 4, Dunmoring. Stir up an atmosphere, brothers. Create a hunger and thirst in the saints after the Lord's truth. Okay, A, Fairfax.
I am also burdened that all the leading ones should have a real burden to pray for the saints in their locality.
Amen.
That the Lord may stir up their interest, their seeking heart, and their spirit to seek after the Lord in His truth.
Okay, you do not seem to care whether this is a dying matter or a living matter. You leave the matter of the saints getting into the life studies altogether up to them. This way of getting into the truth has become what? An orphan with no father and no mother, with no fostering. This has been the situation in some of the local churches. The elders need to what? Read more. Especially the Bible and the life studies. Now we have what? We have the collected works of Watchman Nee. We have the collected works of Witness Lee. If they take the lead to read, the brothers and sisters will follow. Hence, the elders need to take the lead to learn the truth. See, we must have a proper attitude and be positive and aggressive, doing our best to urge people to read His Word. One, we need to lead the saints into the real, right, and proper realization of the need of the Bible. One, and also of the help of the life study messages, more riches, and the recovery version. Right. Then the collected works, all of these things. Conclusion of the New Testament. We have all this material. The most important burden of the book service. There should be a established, prevailing, strong book service in every locality. Some localities have meeting halls, like here, right, Beltsville. But us, we in Storrs, Connecticut, we have 25 saints. We meet in a brother's home. But still, we have the books. We have the books in the living room of someone who lives next door. So they can have access to the collected works of Witness Lee. Right? The most important burden, right, of the book service is not to care for the inventory of books. That means there needs to be an established book service in every locality, whether you have a meeting hall or not, to come together and pray, fellowship, right, hopefully weekly meetings, fellowshipping together, reading the ministry together, promoting the ministry to the saints in the church together, right? The most important burden of the book service is not to care for the inventory of books. Of course, you need to do that. That's on the practical side. But you need to study and find a way to spread every book into all the homes of the saints in your locality. And once the books are in the homes, you don't stop there. What do? You find a way to deposit their contents into the saints' hearts, from the homes to the hearts. Romans 5, in this way, the Lord's truth will what? Spread widely, and there will be a real revival. Okay, everyone, Roman numeral 6. Okay, the collected works of Witness Lee, I think probably Living Stream probably published maybe 2,000 or 2,500 sets of those 135 volumes. That means there are probably, what, 25,000 saints in the Lord's recovery today in the United States, not counting Canada and Mexico, 25,000. So that means if Living Stream can provide 2,500 sets, how many more need sets? 22,500 more? Okay, then if 22,500 saints don't have the collected works of Witness Lee, how are they going to get into it? Ministry Digest. Not Reader's Digest. I used to read Reader's Digest, right? Is that old-fashioned? Is that out of date? I think they still publish Reader's Digest, right? I like Ministry Digest. So this is the way. You know, Brother Andrew is really a endeavoring brother. So he's considering, okay, now that Living Stream came up with 135 volumes, 79,000 pages, we say, praise the Lord, but are they in us? They need to be in our homes, in our hearts, in us. So they're, what is the way, if only 2,000 sets or only 2,500 brothers or sisters have the sets, how are the other 22,000 going to get into them? By osmosis? No. It's by Ministry Digest. So they're doing everything they can to get these riches into us. Okay, so their consideration was, let's break down that Ministry Digest into sections. If you read the life study, it's book by book, right? Hopefully, if you're in life studies, right, keep reading them. Don't stop. I'm in the book of 1 Thessalonians. I've never read through the life studies consecutively from Matthew to Revelation. But now I'm in 1 Thessalonians. And to read consecutively means a lot because it's book by book. But what about the collected works are not, you know, Matthew through Revelation, you know, Genesis through Malachi. It's what they are in sections. They are in topics, right? They're by year in topics. So if you want to know about regeneration, you can't just go in just 25 out of 135 volumes and read all about regeneration, everything Brother Lee said about regeneration. Wait till the index comes out, then you might be able to do that. But Brother Lee spoke about all kinds of topics in 1963. So you could talk about all these different points. What? The triune God, right? God, Christ, the Spirit, the divine life. Right, the believers, the church, the kingdom, the New Jerusalem, they're all over the 135 volumes. So Living Streams, right, their feeling was let's do it by year. Whatever came out in 1963, whatever came out in 1964, whatever came out in 1965, that's how the volumes are published. Okay, but how do you get into it? So they came up with this marvelous thought, let's choose four topics in each volume per month. This is a monthly publication, right? Volume one, number one. Okay. Four topics. Number one, the history of the Lord's recovery. So by this way, the brothers in the churches can bring the saints, whether it's individually or the church enters into the burden of reading. You have four topics with about 65 pages on each topic in each volume. So, for example, you would like to bring your saints into the history of the Lord's recovery. So in volume one, you have about 65 or 70 pages. And then the next volume will come out in October. I'll get into that the practical side later. So then, you can go through, if you in your locality would like to bring the saints, right, corporately or individually, or, you know, if they want to choose any kind of way of doing it, suppose the church says, hey, let's enter into a reading program. This is what we do in stores. After our prayer meeting on Wednesday night, we read portions of the ministry. But we are going to begin to read particular portions after the prayer meeting about 45 minutes or an hour. Then, like we do now, of course, we read a ministry on the prayer. We'll start reading portions from this publication. For example, we may choose words for new believers. Like, what is the Bible? Basic things. Or another section is maturing in life. This is out of Matthew, talking about Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins, foolish and prudent, marvelous section on how believers can grow in life. Maybe not brand new believers, but believers have been around for a while that really want to grow in life, they can enter into this section. And then the next volume is October. Another 60 pages on words on maturing in life. Then another 60 pages, until that topic is exhausted. So you may have 5 months on that one topic. Or you may go 10 or 15 months on that topic. Or you may want to bring the saints into the high peak of the divine revelation. Very profound matter spoken by Brother Lee. The end of his ministry, 1994 to 1997, he went way up the high peak, the riches of the divine revelation. So you have an option. You have 4 choices, right? You may personally not know that much about who we are. The Lord's recovery has been around since what? 1922. So that's about 97 years? And other Christians think we're new kids on the block. Who are these guys? Who is the local church? When did you guys, right, when did you drop down from the moon? How long have you been around here? And we tell them only about 97 years. I didn't realize that. But because you don't know that much about our history. Someone asks you a question. How long have you been around? Well, I think I came started meeting with these guys in 1999. Oh, so you've only been around for about 20 years? No, we've been around for like 97. Oh, really? You need to know that. What is our history? So you may say, I want to know our history. So you got 65 pages or 70 pages of the history of the Lord's recovery, an overview, the Lord's move in China, the beginning of the Lord's recovery in China, the testimony in the early stage of the recovery. You need to know that, who we are. Well, how did we start? What is the recovery? Why do we call ourselves the recovery? And then in October, and then another section, and then November, more history, and then in December, more history, month after month after month after month, for us to dive into, for us to get into. It's the same thing for words for new believers. You may have new ones in your church life, just barely saved. They don't even, I mean, in New England, most of the ones we talk to, the Bible, what's that? They don't even know what the Bible is. Of course, D.C. may be better here, right? But in New England, it's like because of the Roman Catholic background, they've never read, almost every one of them, never read the Bible. They don't know the books of the Bible. If you would ask him where Zechariah is, he would say, Zach who? So anyhow, so in your locality, if you have a good number of young believers or even older believers, they don't even know how the Bible was formed, how it began, how it was put together. Took 1,600 years. These points in here are marvelous to bring your brand new believers. What is the Bible? I mean, that's appropriate in New England. I don't know. about here in the mid-Atlantic, right? The completion of the Bible. How was it completed? The translation of the Bible, right? The subject of the Bible. What else? The central thought. What's the central thought of this thing? The sections. Oh, you mean there's 39 in the old and 27 in the new? You know, I was telling my wife this morning, you know, on August the 31st, this is today, August 31, in 1952, I got my first Bible. You see, 1952, what was that? Is that the Dark Ages? No. I remember my Sunday school teacher. They promised us if we memorize the books of the Bible in proper sequence, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, all that kind of thing. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Acts, Romans. If you do that, we'll give you a free Bible. He says, yes, I'm going to do it. So I studied and studied, and I rattled it off. She gave me a Bible and, you know, presented to William or something, Willie or someone. I'm 8 years old. It's not too young to memorize the Bible, the books of the Bible. She wrote down, presented to Willie or something, August 31, 1952. What about that? Right? I got my first Bible. Right? To me, that I believe that was a treasure. Of course, King James translation, all they had back there was King James. Okay. So in your locality, you may have a number of saints who are not just like babes in the Word that know something of the Bible, but also they're relatively new and they want to grow in life. Not in knowledge, but grow in the divine life. There's a whole section on maturing in life. And we there, the church in stores, all last year when we had meetings of the church plus our students are there, we happened to go through this book that's here, The Way for a Christian to Mature in Life. Oh, we spent week after week after week in Matthew 25. There's that much, you believe in this material that's used here, The Way for a Christian to Mature in Life. It's rich to the uttermost. We must have spent maybe 8, 9, 10 weeks in just Matthew 25 talking about the parable of the 10 virgins. Right. You know, the lamps. Our lamps are going out. The bridegroom. That material, that book, forms the content of this particular section, Maturing in Life. The need to grow and mature in life after receiving salvation. It does not mean, okay, it's all over. As soon as you get saved, that's all you need. No. Now you need to grow and mature in life. The growth and maturity in life for the building of God's dwelling place. The significance of the abodes in John 14. The relationship between the believers and heaven. You'll make them clear. You don't die and go to heaven. That's an erroneous concept Christians have. We're not saying there is no heaven, but you don't die and go to heaven. Not like that. Okay, you have for more mature saints, you want to know the high peak of the divine revelation. You've been around a while, maybe a long while. And you sense you're somewhat dry. You miss out somehow between 1994 and 1997. You may miss out on, you wonder what is going on. What is Brother Lee talking about? That God became man so that man might become God in life. Right? Function. All that, that particular material. You want to get into that. Okay, there's a whole section, 60, 65 pages, month after month after month after month. You could be constituted with this. The high peak of the vision, one. The high peak of the vision, number two. The reality of the body of Christ, number one. The reality of the body of Christ, number two. Okay, in this ministry digest, volume one, it gives you an introduction, right, to what it is. Number one, to help the saints to enter into the riches of the collected works of Witness Lee. Number two, to provide ministry content for the churches in their corporate weekly pursuit. Okay? And it talks about this, right? Each issue of the digest will be divided into four sections with four messages in each section. The churches can choose one section to go through corporately each week, and the saints also can go through another section personally. You do it personally or corporately each week. Any section may continue through a few or many issues. When the messages in one section are completed over time, new topics in new sections will be introduced. Then it gives the four sections and a little bit about it. Section 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then it ends, right? May the Lord bless our reading of and constitution with the riches that He has entrusted to us. So this is the first one. Volume 2 comes out in October. Okay? Let me just read something practically so we know a little bit, because it kind of changes a lot as far as the books coming out. And so there are many, many questions that come to the churches and the saints about when will Volume 2 come out, all these different questions. So we asked the Living Stream to give us a kind of like a one-page answer, Q&A, 5 points that will help us in our consideration as a church and personally how to enter into this publication. So it starts with a question and then with an answer. Number one, when will the next volume, Ministry Digest, be shipped? Ministry Digest, and you should write this down, okay? Ministry Digest, Volume 1, Issue Number 2. I'm reading to you 1-1. I'm talking about Issue Number 2 is scheduled to be shipped in, Number 1, English. Number 2, Simplified Chinese, Spanish, and Korean. Okay, you got those four languages? English, Simplified Chinese, Spanish, and Korean, as part of October's DMS shipment. Okay? That's direct mail service. A lot of us have that status, right? We have the books shipped right to our house, personally. Direct mail service. So you get it. If it comes out, you get it. Issue number one has been, which is this one, has been shipped to all languages except Spanish, which is expected to ship in next month, September. Okay? Question number two. When will the editions for Simplified Chinese, Korean, and Spanish be available? Okay, answer. Chinese has been available since April. Korean just became available in July. And Spanish will be available in September. They're still working on it, which is next month, tomorrow. Okay. Okay, the next one involves the Taiwan Gospel Book Review. I won't get into that. Okay, the third point. When will the digital editions? See, I'm a Gutenberger. You understand me. I have to have everything in print by, you know, like Johannes Gutenberg. In 1450, the first book came out with the Bible in movable type. So I'm just paper. Digital is not that easy for me. But anyhow, a lot of saints like the digital. When will the digital editions, if any, be available in English, Chinese, classical, Korean, and Spanish? Only an English EPUB version is planned. Okay? We do not have a release date yet, but probably by the time issue 2 is available in October, we would have both issue 1 and issue 2 as EPUBs. Okay, you got that? This only applies to the English version. Okay, last question, number four. Is there any suggested deadline? This is like a question to Living Stream. Is there any suggested deadline for the churches and saints to submit orders for subscriptions? Answer, no deadline. Churches or individuals can subscribe at any time. However, it would be helpful to Living Stream to have subscriptions for English, Simplified Chinese, and Korean by August 15. Of course, that's passed. So that's the answer from Living Stream. So, hallelujah. Amen. For the Ministry Digest, I hope all the churches could dive into this. Of course, I know, go on, because I probably will not be able to answer questions because I'm not Living Stream. So you might want to save your questions for Living Stream if you have any more questions.